All right. Thank you for holding, Ms. Barnes. Okay. So what I'm going to do is put the facility that you were diagnosed at in that box, okay? So bear with me, okay? Okay. Are you still there? Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Perfect. And just to clarify, you had the surgery for your meningioma at the Georgetown Hospital in Washington, D.C., correct?
Right.
Okay, at 3800 Reservoir Road, Northwest Washington, D.C., correct?
Yeah, okay. Right, the surgery.
Okay, mm-hmm. Thank you.
Okay.
All right. Bear with me. I'm just copying their phone number. Okay. And what was the name of your doctor who gave you the Depo-Provera injection?
Raymond Turner.
Raymond Turner?
He gave me the Depo-Provera.
And how do I spell Dr. Raymond's last name?
I don't know. Just the one I had the surgery with, I think. I don't know. T-U-R-N-E-R.
Okay. And is Dr. Turner at the Georgetown University Hospital?
Yes, I guess. I don't know.
Okay. Yes. Okay. In Washington, D.C., correct?
Yes.
Okay.
How many more questions we got?
We're almost finished, I promise, okay? Yeah, we're almost finished. There's only a few more questions, okay?
Okay.
All right, now I'm just copying over the address one more time, okay? But I'm still here, okay?
Okay.
Now, what pharmacy do you use to pick up medication?
What do you mean, pharmacy I use now?
Correct.
Why do you need that?
That's okay. If not, do you remember what pharmacy you were picking up medication during your time of your surgery?
No. I've never been through a lot then.
Okay. I understand. That's okay. We can move forward without that one, okay? No problem. Okay. Now, when you were diagnosed for your meningioma, was it a CAT scan, an MRI, or both?
MRI.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
We're almost done, I promise, okay? I just have a few more questions, and then I will send you the documents, okay? Are you familiar with DocuSign?
Yes, I think.
Okay. If not, I'm here to help, okay? So I'll help you while we're on the phone, okay? Okay. And was Dr. Turner a neurologist? Okay. Was Dr. Turner your neurologist?
Alright.
Yes, okay. And did you ever have a prior cancer diagnosis? Ms. Barnes? Hello. Ms. Barnes, can you hear me?
Wee.
Yes, Ms. Barnes?
No phone call.
Oh, you got a phone call?
Hey,
okay.
You got me to sign this thing for me whenever it comes through.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
I guess you're still on phone, hello?
Ms. Barnes, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Did you have a prior cancer diagnosis before you were diagnosed with meningioma?
No.
Okay. And you mentioned you got surgery for your meningioma. Did you also receive other treatment?
Radiation.
Radiation, okay. Now, we're almost done, okay? I promise. Just a few more questions, okay? I'll try to go as fast as I can, okay? Now, when you received your surgery, you were hospitalized for meningioma, or were you not hospitalized? Okay. I know. Some of these questions, I do apologize. I just have to make sure, okay? Do you remember what dates you were hospitalized?
No, I can't remember that now.
Okay. So you were diagnosed in June of 1997. Would you say you were hospitalized around June 1997 or 1977?
Yes.
Okay. So June of 1997.
Okay.
Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Would you like me to take any other medical notes for the attorneys?
No, not right now.
Okay. Do you have a copy of your medical records?
Yes?
Okay. Would you be able to provide those medical records by mail, electronically, or either?
I don't know.
Okay. You can decide. Okay. Do you want to do mail or electronically? Or either?
I don't know. I got to seek it out. I'll find them.
Electronically?
What?
If the attorneys ask you for your medical records, would you be able to provide them through the mail or electronically or either? What would you prefer?
Either.
Okay. Now, we request an emergency contact in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. Does your emergency contact live with you or does not live with you?
Don't live with me.
They live with you or don't live with you?
Don't live with me.
Okay. And what is their first name?
Clarissa.
Clarissa? Okay. C-L-A-R-A-S-S-A?
Yes.
Okay. Or I-S-S-A? I mean C-L-A-R-I-S-S-A?
Yes, that's correct. And my son, Demetrius, he just needs one.
Okay. Either one. Do you want to do Clarissa or Demetrius?
I'm going to use Clarissa.
Clarissa? Okay. And what is Clarissa's last name?
Barnes.
Okay. And what is her phone number?
The
240-918-8888. Okay. And what is Clarissa's relationship to you? Is she
a
relative? Oh, beautiful. Oh, congrats. Okay. And do you know her email off the top of your head? If not, that's okay.
No.
Okay.
All right, ma'am. This on her phone. She never can get it back.
Okay. All right. So bear with me. I'm almost done, okay? So we finished the questionnaire. I just have to go through and make sure that I have the correct information before I submit your documents to you. So I just want to make sure your claim, you're filing it for yourself, and you are a resident of the United States, correct?
Yes.
Okay, and you were diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo-Provera for at least 1 year, correct?
Yes.
Okay, your meningioma is located in your brain, and your date of diagnosis was June of 1997.
Right.
Okay, your date of birth is April 7th, 1960.
Right.
Okay, you use the name brand Depo-Provera, and you used it for at least 1 year minimum, correct?
Right, yes.
Okay. Within 1 year, you can confirm you had at least 4 injections before being diagnosed, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
You used it between January 1992 and 1997. You first started using it in March of 1977. Is that correct?
1977, stopped in 1995.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
1997.
1997 is when you stopped, correct?
No, when I first started using.
When you first started?
In 1995, I think.
1995? Okay, so just to clarify, okay, so how many years did you use Depo Provera, would you say?
How many years in between and salary? I'm pregnant between that, I don't know.
Okay. Okay, so you would say that you started using it, just to clarify, when was the first year you used it?
No.
I'm sorry? What did you say?
1977.
Okay, so you started using Depo Provera in 1977. You said around March, correct?
Yeah, I was just thinking.
Okay, and then you stopped using Depo Provera in June of 1997, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, so 1977 to 1997, correct?
Yes.
Okay, and you confirmed the spelling of your name a couple of times, and you confirmed your social twice, so we're okay with those. Okay, I confirmed your email twice. Now, just to make sure, your address is 10404 Angora Drive in Cheltenham, Maryland, 20623.
Yes.
Okay. Your doctor was Dr. Raymond Turner at Georgetown University Hospital in Washington, D.C., correct?
Right.
Okay. Okay. And you received a MRI for your diagnosis of your meningioma, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then the treatment you received was surgery and radiation, correct?
Right.
Okay. And you said you were hospitalized for your meningioma around June of 1997.
Right.
Okay. And you have a copy of your medical records, correct?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So I'm all right. Setting. Let me see. Bear with me.
All right.
Okay.
This is Alex.
Alexa, yes.
All right, thank you.
Yeah, no, bear with me. I still have to send you the documents, okay? So stay on the phone with me, okay? We're almost done, okay? Just two more minutes. Okay. And I'm sending them right now. You will receive them as a text message on your phone, okay? Or to your email. Yes. Do you see it?
Well, I tell you, I'm using my phone.
Oh, you're not using your phone right now. Yeah.
You on my phone, Emma? You can send it on 240.
Okay. Do you want me to send it to your daughter's phone?
Yes. Go ahead. Okay. On, man.
Okay. I'm gonna send it to your daughter's phone right now. So bear with me, okay? Let me send
it. I'm not using it.
Okay. And we're almost
maybe
done. Okay.
Try sending it on my phone.
Send it to your phone.
Yeah, she'd be doing something different. I'm not educated.
Okay, I'll send it to your phone, okay? Okay, so bear with me. I want to make sure you get it, though. Do you have your phone on you?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So I just sent it. So you'll be getting a text message. It's going to say it's from Alexa Knox at Mass Tort Strategies. That's me, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so do you see it on your
yes.
phone? Okay, so go
yes.
ahead and click on it, and let me know when you open it, okay?
Okay, hold on.
Okay.
Hey, Alex, hey, what you wanted me to click on it?
Yes. Click on it, and then it's going to ask if you consent to receiving future SMS messages. You're going to have to hit accept, okay? And then it will send you the document.
What do you say, Alex?
So click on that link. Do you see the link?
Yes.
Okay, click on it, and then tell me what the next thing you see is.
I'm just clicking on the link and adding notes in your dormitory review and saying, I need to hit review document.
Yes, yes. You're going to review document, correct.
Okay, I review it. You agree to see future SMM message? Yes.
Yes.
Please react on these documents. Please, how am I going to sign? Can you make me sign?
Yes, so you're going to sign in a couple spots, and then you're going to initial, too.
Oh,
okay? And then what that means is that...
Right here, I agree.
Yeah, so what that means is when you sign, that gives the attorneys permission
to... Okay, I need to know.
Yeah. So that's gonna what's gonna happen is when you sign the documents, they're gonna be sent to the law firm, okay? And then they're gonna reach out. So once you do one signature, all you have to do is hit next, and it will sign for you, okay?
Initial, okay. You say finish.
Okay, then click finish, and then I should get them on my end. Let me look. Okay, it does look like it did, so bear with me. Let me see. Okay. Okay, beautiful. It went through. So now the next step of the process is you're going to get reached out by the law firm within 72 hours. Now, since it's Friday, I would wait for their call. It's probably going to be either Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so when they call you, make sure that you answer, and you just let them know that the information that I that you gave me today, let them know if it is correct, and then once they clarify that with you, then they're going to see what they can do to see if they're able to move forward on processing your claim, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so make sure that you look out for their call, okay?
All right.
Okay, I do want to thank you for your time today, Ms. Barnes, and I am so sorry for everything that you've gone through, and I admire your strength through such a difficult time.
Okay, thank you, Ellie.
Yeah, you're welcome. You have a blessed day. Happy New Year.
Thank you. Same to you.
You're welcome. Thank you. Bye-bye.